21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskarik.
When is the last time that you felt really alive? What were you doing? How did that feel in your body? Would you like to feel that way more often? My name is Jack Craven. I'm founder of Jack Craven Executive Coaching. In my life, I've been a trial lawyer. I have run a business and been CEO of that business for over 20 years. And in the last decade, I have helped hundreds of leaders gain greater fulfillment and become more effective leaders, having the life that they want in all areas of their lives. My coaching practice is first based on my life experiences and all of those previous professions. I've also done a lot of work into neuroscience and understanding how our brains are wired, how we can overcome some of the limitations of the way we're wired. I'm a founding member of the Conscious Leadership Group, and consciousness is a big part of my work in helping people understand not just the content, but the context. And when I talk about context, that means how are we approaching a given situation? Are we approaching it from fear and threat, or are we approaching it from trust and presence? When we approach things from fear and threat, we are limiting our options. We are not at our optimal position. And oftentimes, I don't tell clients what to do. I help them shift their consciousness from being in reactivity to being in presence. Many of my clients are successful entrepreneurs, founders of businesses. Some of them are professional hired guns. They have a level of professional success, and yet they feel that there's something that's missing. Maybe they want to be more effective as a leader. They're not getting the most out of their teams. Maybe they have financial success, but yet they still feel that something is unfulfilled. And when I begin to work with them, we start with some of the challenges that they're currently facing. And then we use one of the tools, if not multiple of the tools, to help them make progress. I don't tell my clients what to do. I give them a lot of feedback. I give them tools, and I ask them to think, how do they want to approach their situation with either my feedback or the tools that we've talked about? And when a client leaves me, I want them to have tools that they could use that day so that they can make progress. I often find that in order to really make progress in terms of helping them feel more alive, one of the things we have to do is reduce the amount of times that they're in reactivity. Reactivity is any time that they are upset, they're angry, or they're afraid. And so it's hard to make progress and feel alive if you're in fear and reactivity. So it's better understanding their pattern, what happens, why are they in reactivity? What are they telling themselves? So one of the tools that is one of my most impactful tools is this concept of reframing. Reframing is looking at what are we telling ourselves to cause reactivity, and then can we come up with a different interpretation for the same experience? Let me give you a specific example. Oftentimes clients will tell me work has been a grind. One of my most favorite phrases is what we tell ourselves becomes our reality. If you're telling yourself that work is a grind, your work experience will feel like a grind. What's another way that you could look at your situation? So in that situation with a client, he reframed it to, I'm working on many challenges at the same time. And I love a good challenge. That's what gives me fulfillment, is problem solving and figuring that out. So we've shifted from a mindset of my work is a grind to I'm solving problems. And this is something that I love, a great challenge. That's just one example of a way that people can change their experience. Then after we've reduced the reactivity, I start to better identify with them what they most enjoy doing, what their passions are, and when they felt alive. And then we come up with a mindset of what words or what phrases will help you be in a mental state where you're feeling alive. And that becomes part of your daily practice. Your daily focus isn't just what's on my calendar. Your daily focus is on how can I feel alive today with whatever I'm doing, whoever I'm meeting with. After running a business for 15 years, there were many years of success. There was also years where we didn't know if we'd make it. There was a rapidly changing industry, so we had to redefine ourselves. And after several years, we were able to turn the business around, but I still felt unfulfilled. And I was looking for something to help me because I was blaming other people for my own circumstances. And what I recognized was I wanted everybody else to change to the way I wanted them to be, which is frustrating. I began to take ownership for all of the experiences in my life. Whatever results I wasn't happy with, I asked myself, what's my part here? What am I doing to create this unwanted result? That was a very empowering first step, which is, it's very easy to blame someone else for circumstances. It's much more difficult to take ownership for what role you're playing for a result that's involved in your life, which mine was, I wasn't feeling fulfilled. I was in a business that was very transactional, and what I really wanted was it was a business where I could have big impact on people's lives. It took me 3 years to have the courage to walk away from my business and start from scratch to becoming an executive coach. My kids were going to college. This was a career that I had to make a living at if I wanted to have the life that I wanted in the future that I wanted. So there was a great deal of pressure. And yet what drove me more than anything is that when you're passionate about something, you cannot imagine your potential until you're doing something that you're really passionate about. And I also relied on all of the tools that helped me in my journey overcome fear and overcome limitations are the daily practices that I have with my clients. And I've refined these practices over the years. And the ones that have the most impact are the ones that I bring up. What I try to get my clients to do is, as a practice that this is a devotion to, I want to live my life differently. Rather than opening up your phone, looking at your calendar, reading your emails, most people, when they do that, they become in a reactive state. What I want them to start their day with is, how do I want to feel alive today? What are the things that I need to tell myself? If what I tell myself becomes my reality, I choose the words that are going to have the impact on me of what I need to feel, what I need to think to feel alive. I don't tell my clients what their mindsets need to be. I encourage them to create those mindsets for themselves and to iterate until those mindsets are having the impact and the experiences that they want. So it's, how do I want to think? How do I want to feel? That becomes the focus throughout the day. And what I've seen in my own life is that I show up a better version of myself when I'm more intentional about how I want to show up. One of the feelings that I want to come up with and experience every day is giddiness. What is giddy? Excitement to the point of disorientation. And I thought to myself, if I can feel giddy every day, that's a pretty amazing life. different clients have different feelings that they want to have. Some of them want to feel energized. Others want to feel calm or connected. Each person has their own unique mindset that is going to drive them to bring out the best version of themselves. And then as we practice and make this more intentional, every day you're experiencing more moments of aliveness. I keep reminders of my desk, pictures of myself when I'm feeling alive to remind myself, this is how I want to feel. One of the things that I notice with clients when we're visioning and they have a vision of something that's really important to them is within a minute or two, they start thinking of reasons why that vision can't become a reality. And what I've noticed and what I tell my clients is that's just a pattern. That's just fear coming in, like that dream is too big, too good to be true. If we recognize it as a pattern, we can better distance ourselves and just recognize it as a pattern and keep going. So I make a commitment. When I feel aliveness in my body, in each person, I want you to develop an awareness of what does it feel like, not just in my head, but in my body. I make a commitment to do whatever that is. One of the times that that happened is when someone said to me when I was coaching them, you should write a book. I had never thought about writing a book. The minute they said that, my body lit up. Had I known that it was going to take me 3 years to write this book, I probably never would have done it, but I've made that commitment. There was something about this that was fulfilled something deep inside of me so that I could help more people in the world suffer less and live life with greater meaning and greater purpose. And so the book is laid out with various personal stories, not just for myself and my clients, but really practical things that happen to leaders and their challenges, how I've coached them. And many of these same challenges with leaders are going to resonate with entrepreneurs all over the world. So there's actionable practices in the book about how to step in and first identify your own aliveness, create your own daily mindset, how to extend and accelerate the moments of aliveness. And then the last half of the book is really how to minimize reactivity. The book contains 15 of my top tools to help reduce reactivity. And my thought is every second we're not reactive is a second that we could be alive. And so that is my life purpose, is helping people have more seconds of aliveness and less time spending it in reactivity. If we're not continually practicing and identifying blocks as well as identifying successes, life is going to get in the way of our progress. We're going to forget some of the things that we've learned. All the progress we've made is going to start going backwards. And so whatever your work is, whether you're working with a coach, whether you're doing your own practice, is you need to make a commitment, and I like to say a devotion, to your ongoing learning. So whether it's identifying what your mindsets are, whether it's identifying what are the common things at work that cause you to get reactive, what is your part if you're not getting the results you want, what is your part for that happening? That to me is an important part of your work in all areas. Personally, I read probably for 1 or 2 hours a day from various sites so that I'm learning the latest techniques and I'm thinking, how can this help my life? How can this help the life of my clients? One of the things that gets me really excited is when clients have been struggling with an issue for years and they feel stuck, and then they're able to take a step back and use some of these tools, and then they take immediate action. Where I've seen that take place is that they've gotten rid of an underperformer. They've had a difficult conversation with someone in their personal, professional lives. And when I see the weight that's been lifted when they've used these tools to take action, they're able to spend more of their time thinking about their visioning and where they want to take their life than complaining about the things that are getting in their way. So one of the things I want people to take away from today is that we control our experience more than we believe we can. Rather than blaming others, take your own ownership, because that's what you can control. If what you're telling yourself isn't helping you, reframe what your experience is to the experience that you want to have. And so one of the things that what you can do today is, I want you to think to yourself, what's one thing I could do today to feel more alive right now? If you want to learn more about anything that I've talked about, I encourage you to check out my LinkedIn. I encourage you to check out jackcraven.com. I am happy to answer all questions. My goal in life is to help others have more happiness. I'm happy to reach out to the community, answer any questions, and get you engaged. My goal is that you start feeling more alive today, wherever you are.
21st Century Entrepreneurship with Martin Piskorek.
Imagine a space where triumphs, trials, and tales of entrepreneurship come alive. Welcome to the 21st Century Entrepreneurship Podcast, a gold awarded journey hosted by Martin Piskorek, connecting with listeners in 95 countries and ranking in the top 0.5% of all podcasts. Join our exclusive community, elevate your perspective, and embark on the path to success.